been high, I've been low. Traveled down every single road. I've been love, I felt pain. But it's all just a part of the game. And there's people out there get you down cause they're crying the blues. Yeah.
Good morning, America. It's Adam Masters here live on BBS Radio out of Texas. Just doing a shows to bring enlightenment and awareness of health and wellness. I learned the hard way. I assume we had a hospital system growing up, and when I needed to use it, it was chaotic and didn't work. Nothing they did worked. I had cancer, and you know, that was pretty progressive, perhaps then, you know, stage four, and they didn't understand it. And I went out and learned about my cancer and the causes of my cancer. So I started writing. I wrote a book called Health Disclosure. So, and it's at healthdisclosure.com. And what I did is I started to explain how health happens, how disease happens, how immunity happens, how inflammation happens, and how digestion happens. So started practicing my ideas back in 2010. Started canceling elective surgeries for liver transplant, hip replacement, gallbladder removal, stomach removal for obesity, all this, and then started reading up on the experts. And I think they're pretty much offbeat because they're trying to run away from disease, and that's the wrong way to do it. Disease is symptoms. You can't cure it anyways. People get in trouble for, you know, quote, curing disease, but their disease is not to be cured. What you have to do is create a body where disease cannot exist. If that's the only path to healing, you can't run away from disease. You can't amputate it because that'll promote more disease. It fills up the liver with toxic chemicals they're injecting by the anesthetist and antibiotics, wiping out your digestive tract. People are a lot wiser now today than they were in 2010, but they're still a little delusional on some of their ideas, like leaky gut is another, and you know, these ideas creep in. I saw it years ago. They were looking at protein under the blood, and they assumed the protein was from the food, and it's not. I learned in 2009 that the protein is actually from die-off of cells in high inflammation conditions. So the protein in the blood has nothing to do with food. It has to do with die-off of cells of overwhelm detected in the bloodstream by good-hearted, you know, blood microscope analysts. I've got one, so got experience with blood microscope. We call it blood microscopy, something like that. And I'm going to try it once. And onward we go. So this protein, this is how these false theories come in. The protein seen on the blood, they assume the gut's leaking protein into the bloodstream, and they call it leaky gut. It turns out it's actually the opposite. It's inflamed gut. So you got inflammation in the gut, and it squeezes the receptor sites to allow food into the body, and then you have high inflammation because you got poor restoration. So the nutrition attempting to get into your body doesn't get in. It's going to impact your body's ability to recover from normal wear and tear and exercise. And then it becomes inflamed. Inflammation leads to breakdown and arthritis. So leaky gut inflamed gut tracks disease, because gut shows up, disease shows up in the gut, but it's not because of anything wrong with the gut. It has to do with heavy metals blocking absorption in the gut is the biggest one. The worst is autoimmune, which is an innate immune system reaction. I'd like to talk about that a little bit today because I had a potential client call in, and she's got it all. She's got the cause of every disease. I only worked with one other back in 2017 and learned about digestion. She had every digestive issue there is and was dying, could only eat maybe 3-4 foods, and wasn't absorbing, so she was passing, and she was in her 40s. And so digestion is key to recovery, but it has nothing to do with disease other than outcome, the expression. So you have to be careful, because science is irrelevant, mostly like 97% irrelevant to healing. You'll hear the I follow the science, and if you do, you're going to fall down a rabbit hole. Because science is observe and treat. But science is irrelevant to observe and treat. That's a medical model, observe and treat. What you've got to do is understand cause. Observe and treat has nothing to do with cause. It's the expression of struggle. And then you have to understand what the source of the struggle is. And so I wrote a book on cause of disease. And I have the ability now to clear out just about every patient out of every hospital in North America. It's very close to 100%, maybe 97. You get into sole contract, it's going to be about 80. So that's a topic, I think, beyond reach. Maybe I'll consider talking about it. I have to consider the will of the spirit, will of the soul, two different entities of the same person. And if it's okay with the spirit to heal the person, then it's just about 100%. But if that person needs to experience disease to develop and evolve, then that disease must remain. Otherwise, karma is accumulated. You don't want that. So anyways, I learned about that in 2016. I came across 3 cancer patients, one a child who was going to die without my help, and based on the trajectory and the help she was currently getting. And had to walk away because it was part of their soul contract here on Earth to experience it. So that's, you get some sad news. Anyways, I come from a different perspective than any doctor. So I teach specialists, doctors, naturopaths, and healers health. It's a little, surprisingly, it's over their heads. I haven't got one that quite gets it yet. But patients, I guess. So what you want to do, you come across different ideas that make you smile, and one of them, the way to solve disease is to run towards health. The entire system graduating from university is trying to run from disease, and I have no interest in disease. But because disease is irrelevant, because it's a symptom, it's the outcome of a body in struggle. It's imbalances. Imbalances cause inflammation. Inflammation is not the cause of disease. Inflammation is the outcome of imbalance, of toxic condition imbalance. So you have an imbalance. Yeah, and every disease, every American from baby to death has imbalance. They have compromised absorption. They have compromised nutrition. They have compromised liver, kidneys. Jaundice is kidney failure. And these are babies. Or mother passes on toxicity to baby. Passes on toxicity to baby. So you're going to have problems there where mother passes on their heavy metal. It's said that the best detox for a mother is to, you have to go on the other, I work out of my house here, and I have people fly in here in Palm Springs, California, and various parts of the country. I fly out and meet people through our terminal. With baby, the best detox for a mother is to have a baby. So the mother passed on heavy metal toxicity, liver failure to baby in the hopes of keeping mother alive. This is a generational, evolutionary idea, passing on toxicity to the baby, because baby will survive and mother needs to survive to keep baby, and then baby can figure it out later. So toxicity is passed on until it's resolved. I'm one who learned how to solve my own cancer. I had the cause of every disease there is. That's an interesting statement. I came across a lady yesterday who's got the same problem. Complex issues, unexplainable, and figured it out in about 2 minutes, because all the symptoms she's got is points to the pyramid where I have in my book explained the cause of disease, and it's heavy metal is number two, liver failure is number one, and autoimmune or innate immune system reaction, mostly to mold, probably 99.9% up there. Fire retardants are up there now. So you get into a new house, you have unexplainable symptoms. It's going to be from the gas off fire retardants, but they might dissipate in 6 to 12 months before anybody can scratch their heads. So isn't it great that we have the ability to clear out every hospital? The problem we have with our system is authorities not interested. They know the cause of these are the people that train the doctors, and they know the cause of every disease, and that's where they're amplifying it. With building codes for autoimmune, they learned in the 70s that vapor barriers cause autoimmune, and fire retardants in building materials causes autoimmune. And so they have these building materials and building codes enforced that cause autoimmune in new homes. They allowed a basement dwelling living, and that causes autoimmune just simply by being in a basement. The second cause is heavy metals. This is coming in through our chemtrails, medications, knives and forks. And in many, many products that we're even aware of. And then chemicals are causing liver failure is the biggest cause of death and disease, over 50%. So what does chemical contamination or as liver failure look like? It's fibromyalgia, liver failure. It's listed as autoimmune, but it's not. It may or may not be amplified by autoimmune or exposure to mold or neurotoxins specifically. So you got fibromyalgia is not autoimmune, but it could be amplified by autoimmune. You've got Hashimoto's, which is liver failure, shows up as thyroiditis or thyroid failure, and then it may or may not be amplified by Hashimoto's. I had a client, you know, we're just resolving of Hashimoto's, but she didn't have Hashimoto's. She's diagnosed with it, and she doesn't have Hashimoto's. You know, it's just they're not diagnosing disease right, and so you know, if you don't diagnose right, you're not going to find the solution to it. So Hashimoto's is thyroiditis, which is liver failure. So we went after liver failure. Did she have autoimmune with the amplification called Hashimoto's? No, she didn't have Hashimoto's. She didn't have autoimmune. She's misdiagnosed, and I might get on that call to correct the doctor, explain to them where they err in their assumptions. And it is assumption. And it's based on tests developed by our authorities that train doctors. So the doctors aren't even aware. They're taking for granted these tests are correct. Like the test for liver failure by doctors is inaccurate. It's so depleted and at the bottom of the scale of liver failure that the test is more than irrelevant. It's deceptive. So everyone, most people are dying of liver failure. See, what you want to do, I wrote in my book how to do this, you line up 7 drinks, 3 Epsom salt, tablespoons of Epsom salt, glass water, every couple hours leading up to your 10 o'clock. You wait 2 hours and then you have your 10 o'clock olive oil and grapefruit. So 4 ounces of olive oil, 6 ounces grapefruit it flushes out the liver. And then we prep it for flushing so the stones move out. We're getting roughly 1,000 stones every flush, 1,100, 1,200 stones in one flush into the toilet. And that clears the congestion for your blood to interact with the liver to clean it. So dementia is caused by inability of the liver to clean the blood. So then, you know, the doctors are looking at the brain of people in dementia, and problem is not with the brain. Problem is with the liver, not unable to clean the blood, settles in the brain. This is where liver functions below 30%, 28%. Dementia set, you know, begins to set in, forgetfulness, whatnot. Erectile dysfunction, you know, happens below 40%. Breast cancer is one. Breast cancer, there's nothing wrong with the breast. And people will look at me and we'll have a hysterical argument of why they're right and I'm wrong. But this is how you cure breast cancer. You know, like I said earlier, you can't cure disease. You create a body where disease doesn't exist. So here's the hope with breast cancer is you get the liver function up above 40% into basic needs area around 65, 70, and breast cancer goes away. So how fast are you going to get rid of breast cancer? Well, as soon as your liver function goes above 65, 70%, you'll have to get rid. That's when breast cancer goes away. And if you keep going, you can get up to 100%, and then it won't come back. You wipe the chalkboard clean. Your body needs 75% liver function to exist without symptoms arriving of liver failure. And they start to creep in or become noticeable below 60. The average 50-year-old would have a 40% liver function, maybe 42, 43 if they're healthy, 38 if they're not. So the one who called in yesterday with cause of every disease is 44 years old, and liver function, I think, was 38% with her. And they want to remove her, how they call it, they have funny names for these surgeries, remove her hysterectomy. So they want to remove her inside because it's inflamed and it's blah, blah, blah. So, you know, this liver failure feeds chemicals, and the chemicals are estrogen in nature, and they offend sexual organs like breast cancer, ovarian cancer, prostate cancer. That's what I've noticed. And then it also causes skin cancer, fibromyalgia. All these diseases have one cause: heart disease, stroke, heart attack, high cholesterol, all liver failure. So they said cause of death is heart attack. I said, no, it's not. Cause of death is liver failure. Call it what it is. And then one autopsy. We're talking about fatty liver because people start to wake up to flush in the liver. What are they doing with Epsom salt, trying to take it off the market? It's just a crazy world we live in. Anyway, stock up on Epsom salt, flush your liver, get that olive oil mixture blend. So what happens is you evacuate. The process is you get the stones greased and shrunk with a protocol leading up to the flushes every 2 weeks. The flushes can only be done 2 weeks because the stones migrate through the liver, and they're ready for flushing every 2 weeks. Prep the stones. You can drink apple cider vinegar to shrink the stones. They're alkaline in nature, so acidic drink, malic acid some people use, lemon water to shrink the stones. So if anybody wants to be healthy, drink lemon water for the rest of your life, and lots of lemon, and lots of lemon water. It'll shrink the stones and keep you from heart attack, stroke, and cholesterol, and cancers. Cancers mostly from your waste management system not evacuating the waste into the toilet and accumulating in the cells and the liver. And then that ties into diabetes. So this is just kind of the cause of disease. I can't really, I'm not permitted to explain anything about cures, but cures is just running towards health. So you want 100% liver, no heavy metals in your body, 100% absorption of 100% nutrition. And then you can't, that's a body that cannot have disease. So what do we got in a typical American diet is 3% potential, not 100. You've got maybe 12% absorption of it is typical of an American adult. And then you've, so 3% nutrition, 12% absorption of it, liver failure, about 60%. Which ties into kidney failure and gallbladder failure, so inadequate bile secretion, and then living in a moldy basement because you have poor concentration from poor diet, you know, poor energy, poor absorption, poor liver function, toxic and heavy metals, living in a basement, and then you're done. You're leading a life, of mediocrity at best, and then concerns in and out of doctor's appointments. Allergies and asthma come from liver failure. And so liver is your primary goal for everybody, every man, woman, and child. It's liver failure. So once the liver is open, then you can go in and clean it. I have to laugh at people who say, I cleaned my liver, and I'm going, well, how'd you find it? It's like a bartender. You go in, you're new at the job, and the bartender says, clean the counter. Go in there, polish the counters, and you say, how? Because I can't find it. It's covered with 300 beer bottles. So you want to remove the beer bottles first off the counter, out of your liver, and then go in and polish it back to pink. And so I have a few different protocols to do that, and it works well. We did a four-day cleanse for a lady with breast cancer needing emergency surgery to remove them in her 40s. And we just overnighted a kit, a four-day kit, cleanse kit. And so what she did was she did this herbs that emulsify the liver back to pink, the part that's open. And she was about 38% liver function. That's where breast cancer starts to appear. 38%. Medications begin to appear below 40%. And she cleans her liver, and then the surgery is canceled on day 5. She doesn't need the surgery to remove her breast. So things can happen, you know. There's alternatives out there. I'd like to introduce Naomi here. She does readings to connect people to their heart. I like my clients to meet her first, so that she can create desire and identity of who people are and what they're here to do, what the core strengths are. Morning, Naomi.
Good morning, Adam. How is everybody today?
We're back on the radio, Radio America, Radio 1, BBS Radio. And I'm going to introduce your work. My book is Health Disclosure, and my website is healthdisclosure.com. And we have a healing center in Southern California, and then I fly out to different parts of the world to help people. And then your website is soulmedicinewoman.com, where you are doing your readings to help people connect to their heart and find out who they are.
That's right. That's right. And I'm just very excited about working with people individually, because I love to get to know the genius inside of everybody. And your core genius is that which the world wants most from you. So wouldn't it be nice to know what that is? So you can provide it. The greatest satisfaction we've found comes from service. And service that's fulfilling to both of you and satisfying to you in particular, and one that's well received by those around you. Wouldn't you love to do a job that makes people really, really happy, where you can feel their gratitude? That's why I love finding out.
Yeah, it certainly helped me. I'm a projector, so I have to be invited. I can't, you know, just come out and give information on certain, you know, different health issues without being invited. And it's helped me a lot to just sit back and listen to their story and, you know, ask them, do you need some help? And it goes a lot easier. You know, I noticed just from your reading, I did, and it's nice to have you on the show and, you know, maybe get, you know, a different perspective. It does help, I find, to connect people to their hearts. They have more desire to get well, and they're more peace. They're put more at peace. So I think the genius comes out, you know, when you're at peace. You're right decisions. Yeah, you don't want to make decisions from stress. That's what doctors are trying to do, push people.
Or career decisions. You don't want to make career decisions when you've got something pointed at your head that's all the kind of money required for various college degrees, and usually kids decide what they want to do on the spot right in front of a career counselor, not having any idea what they're truly gifted at or what their potential is. What we could do as gene codes is look back 88 days before you were born and find out exactly what you incarnated here to do in this lifetime. That's subconscious to you. You don't even really have an inkling about what that is, other than when you hear it, it will resonate with you, and you know it to be true, and it will make you feel the feeling of reigniting passion and fulfillment, and the understanding that bliss is possible.
Yeah, I think any truck or boat on the seas, if they know which direction they need to go, the outcome of their arrival is more likely, you know, successfully, right?
Well, yeah,
life gets busy. So I think when life gets busy, it's time to slow down and get peaceful. And from there, your genius can emerge. Girl that I had to talk to yesterday, I was going to just touch on her because she had the cause of every disease. They want to do hysterectomies, chronic fatigue, unexplainable symptoms. And then you trace back her history. She is living in a basement for a couple of years, marriage upside down. And she's got, you know, just roller coaster emotions, and they cut out half her thyroid. So she's got thyroiditis. She's putting on weight. She feels terrible. And her feet are burning. So her feet are burning. I'm going, you're heavy metal high. Yeah. Hysterectomy, you got significant liver failure. Yeah. Thyroid is liver. Living in a basement, it amplifies it. So autoimmune is just the amplification of existing inflammation. So then arthritis. And so she's ringing every bell of cause of disease there is. So she'll be my most challenging case since 2017. I had one other one. And so that's coming up this week, something to look forward to. We'll get you her a reading, you know, to make her feel good. And then set out on, you know, a plan and a journey to unwind this stuff, the innate immune system activation. It's once you're in there a couple of years in a basement, you've got, and she's light, so she's got DNA subtype 52B on the HLA-DR blood test. It's an array of it's a DNA array of the innate immune system. So chromosome 6, so she's is your autoimmune. So that was my story. Autoimmune, a little bit of liver failure, a little bit of heavy metal, some parasites, poor nutrition, poor absorption. So this is what fills up our hospitals, what I just listed there. Resolve it, and then our hospitals go empty. So to say, I can empty out every hospital in North America, I just told you how to do it in one sentence there. So innate immune system activation due to mold, amplifying every inflammatory area in the body. A little bit of liver failure, a little bit of metal, parasites. Parasites is more a symbiotic relationship. Hula Clark was making an assumption back in the 50s that parasites are a cause of disease and cancer, and it's not. It can be a contamination if you go to India, but it's not a cause of disease. It's the outcome. It's a symbiotic relationship. The parasites actually eat the rotting flesh. And so what you want to do is to get rid of parasites is get rid of the rotting flesh, and then they go away. They're not needed anymore. Food supply is gone. So it's different approach. You know, it's different assumptions. And it's weird that I have it. I would call myself a savant. I can just see things. I'm on a food right now. Maybe I'll have on as guest a friend that makes a product that's lifting me off the need for food over to light, and over to light as a dependency for energy. And so that's an alignment process, aligning to the unified field of creation. And maybe I'll speak to that when we get back from our commercial break, and see if we can explore that possibility.
Sounds good.
Yeah. And after our break, touch on some ideas about the unified field and getting over this idea of converting from food to light. We're actually ascending, and this is the culmination of this universe. It's winding down. So we're in the last months and a few years of this existence. Let's all polish up. Yes. So
very pivotal information. Thank you for sharing all that, Adam.
Yeah. I think our commercial break has been missed. We missed the break. Anyways, maybe.
I've been high, I've been low, traveled down every single road. I've been love, I felt pain, but it's all just a part of the game. And there's people out there get you down cause they're crying the blues. Yeah, just cause they ain't ever done, it's got nothing to do with you. So don't give up.
Hi, guys. We're back from break. It's Adam Masters and Naomi Toth. We help with healings anywhere we're needed. Healing is an ambiguous word, really. I learned to do is resolve the cause of disease, and then disease just goes away. Disease is like this big beast, you know, a formidable beast, but it's nothing to be afraid of. It's just action to call to get excuse to get well and pay attention is what's needed. So working with Naomi, I get her to connect to their people's hearts, and they, you know, a lot of people are dismal and out of their hearts. Some come with ambition, but they all have ADHD. You know, they're kind of hysterical, and that's the stress, anxiety. The doctors tell them comes outside their life and causes disease, but it doesn't. Stress, anxiety comes from within the cells and the auric field. So Naomi is able to clear the auric field of entities that are a distraction to the truth and all, you know, create this mental illness in many people and suicide. It's very, very interesting. I learned about it in 2012. It might be 100 years before people get to accept it, or unless their gods, the EMA, FDA, say it's okay, or Dr. Oz or Dr. Phil. It's just mainstream media is just absolutely off the chart pathetic, out in Twilight Zone, and people are buying it. They believe in it, you know, and it's like living in two worlds right now. We have the fake world and the real world, and the real world isn't sociably acceptable. It's like, what? Yeah. You know? I found cancer can be, with soul agreement, soul alignment, soul approval, with the soul, is just about 100% curable, as is every incurable disease I've ever come across. I've canceled every elective surgery, every medication a person's been on. It's remarkably easy with, you know, a guy down the street who's 84, has a mitt full of medications. You give him a protein shake for 14 days and he doesn't need them anymore. And his shoulders are back and he's alive. And he's 84, yeah. And he's sparkly.
Yeah. And
I canceled hip replacement with just nutrition. I canceled liver transplant by cleaning the liver and activating metabolism. Iodine is the right supplement to activate metabolism, but can't, you know, if you have thyroiditis, you got to correct the liver first before you can insert the iodine. The iodine activates metabolism. They're calling it Hashimoto's, but it's nothing, you know, 90% of the cases have nothing to do with autoimmune, and they're calling it autoimmune disease. So the diagnosis is wrong. The assumptions are wrong. They're talking about fatty liver now, and it's not. It's congested liver. One autopsy will prove it. The leaky gut idea is a myth. It's impermeable gut is what is happening. Not leaky gut at all. So, and then you got, you know, these Dr. Gundry's coming out about lectins, and you can eat 12 dozen tomatoes and a Kit Kat chocolate bar be more toxic than 44 tomatoes he's warning you not to eat. And, and he's considered an expert, and he needs to go to the back of the bus or back to school, you know. I write about, you know, different ideas in my book like this. And where do you think we should go to with this? What next? You know, how can we get help out to people? You know, explain this stuff. You know, diabetes starts with liver failure and then sensitivity to gluten and man-made carbs, and then now they're starting to talk about carrots and apples being sugar. And I'm going, these are some of the most healthy foods, and diabetics are explaining you can't eat that food. I'm going, diabetics can't, but they shouldn't, you know, sick people shouldn't be advising healthy people what a healthy diet is, you know. They haven't got a clue. So I get in on Facebook commenting. You can see my comments, Adam Masters on Facebook. where I write about cause of disease, how to resolve cancer. And these people are like cows eating grass. You face them with the truth and they keep chewing. There's no mouth opener. Stop chewing. You know? I think you might get 1 out of 100 that gets it, and it's a life-saving advice. And if they don't get it, they're going to die. And you can point, you know, predict their death. And they're very, it's just very strange to watch the Titanic go down with these nice people waving at you and then insulting you, if anything, you know, because the doctor says otherwise. I'm going, the doctors learn about disease, which is disease by definition is symptom. So I learned, you know, all disease is anaerobic and that nutrients are good and toxins are bad. This is how I started my healing journey, resolving end-stage cancer, metastasized, heavy metals, parasites, liver failure, poor nutrition, and pathetic absorption. And that's all there is to healing. That's it. I just got very good at pulling out metals better than any clinic in the world. And I use something beyond ionic bonding. And then what they're doing in clinics, to my horror, is molecular bonding, which is grade 11 chemistry. And if you do molecular bonding, it's not going to bond. It's going to deposit in the kidneys and liver. But if their heavy metal collation doesn't collate metal, it just redistributes it. And it's insane. And I don't know why they don't get it. I think they've come out of school in debt, and they're just trying to make a buck. You know, they're doctors now. So doctors means you can't tell them anything, I find. I don't know what. My brother became a doctor, and he was my best friend, and I don't know him anymore. His allegiance is to his God is AMA FDA, and his pupils are spinning. You know, if you introduce new information, God help America, because you know America's going to need it. You know, I'm just going to tell you. So yeah, you've had. I've saw you do some readings for people, and they cry. You know, just the realization of, or surrender to who they are.
Yeah. Well, it's all about people being inspired in the first place to change their life, and that's what they feel with you. That's where you're the greatest help to people, is in the moment of crisis where people realize that they're sick and they're tired and they don't want to be sick and tired anymore and they want to do something differently. And because of you and what you know, you give them the possibility on a golden platter that they can turn around their future and turn around their life. And that's the truest form of inspired action, when you're not only willing to acknowledge that, but you want to do something about it. You want to order the products that can help you get well and connect. set up a session with me where you can connect to your heart and take that inspiration and allow it to change you like a butterfly into the fulfilled embodiment of being the highest version of yourself.
Yeah, inspiration is the greatest. The greatest lead, you know, on the arrow, you know, it's the rock or metal tip, you know, just to spearhead some inspirational recovery. It's funny because everybody that I work with is incurable and desperate, without exception. They're curable or desperate,
and that's who Adam's here to work with. As a matter of fact, but like you said, it's that feeling of desperation that creates change.
Yeah. So if the disease is, you know, it creates desperation. Say it liver, you know, causes turns out liver failure. They'll work till the symptoms are gone. Say they'll bring up from 35% to 65% symptoms are gone, but they'll stop. They won't go to 100%. They're not interested in health, really, as they are just resolving their nuisance. They see disease as a nuisance, really, because they'll just stop once the nuisance is gone. They're not inspired to get well. I think you are the only one inspired to go to 100% that I've met I haven't met anyone that is inspired to go to 100% of achieving who they can be by canceling the signal. So we get into signaling. In my book, I talk about collapsing the sine wave of disease. Every disease has a sine wave, but it's simpler than that. It's just surplus of what doesn't belong and deficiency of what does belong. So deficiency can be satisfied in 2 weeks. Absorption as well, digestion. People interchange this stuff, but they're not sure what it means. Digestion issues are a symptom of malabsorption. And malabsorption is a symptom of toxicity. And it would be good to know what those toxins are, but the toxins are small. It's just liver failure, number one, heavy metal, number two, and mold as neurotoxins, number three. The way, way down the list is nutrition, but more important than nutrition is the absorption of it. You are what you absorb, not what you eat now. And you don't buy food anymore. You buy nutrition. Calories are irrelevant. You want to focus in on nutrition. And juicing is if it's not five times, it's 10 times more beneficial to healing than it is eating the food. And what food do you juice? I call it ABC. Apples, beets, carrots, cucumbers, celery. ABC, apples. B is beets. Celery is cucumbers, celery, and carrots. I add lemon. So you got sweet and sour. They set up the goalpost, and then you send in the medicine. That's the beets and carrots, cucumbers, and celery. And it's great. The taste is amazing. You only need to juice twice a week. The fanaticals will juice every day, but you only need to juice twice a week. It will keep in a sealed container for 3-4 days. So twice a week you can juice. Doesn't need to be a slow masticating juicer. You might get an extra 5 or 10% nutrition in there if you slow masticate, but you're more likely to juice, which is the 90-95% better than eating it, by just a quick juicer, a cheap juicer, $69 Jack Lanolane on sale or clearance. Lalane, I think his name is. Jack Lalane juicer is great. You can get it off Craigslist, garage sales. Grab a juicer, and then go organic because it has 1,000% more nutrition than non-organic. So I look at these studies, and then I can make these opinions. I'm at leading edge of discovery of healers, you know, in the world. I work with scientists, and I always look to find different ways to validate information and prove a point, you know, we're on track, or maybe find room for improvement is always there. We can only do this through cooperation. Our authorities are encouraging competition, which creates conflict, where cooperation creates discovery and genius and ease and grace and efficiency. So we're on the wrong track as humanity. Maybe I can take this call. I'm not sure. Hang on a second. Yes, we're back live. Leaned on the table, have a sip of my tea, and cut us off. Anyways, just talking about the sickness of sickness, lack of realization, the lack of consideration, the lack of cooperation, the dominance of ego. Ego has no business in healing. You know, truth does. So ego squeezes out truth. People aren't interested in truth until they get past the ego. And probably the reason, you know, we have, you know, the sickness of sickness is really the ego is in the driver's seat. You know, the bigger the car, the bigger the career, the bigger your audience, the bigger your degree, the bigger your boat, the bigger your house, the bigger your car. Seems to weigh in on your validation of has squeezed out truth. Truth has taken a back seat to ego. And this is the sickness of sickness. And it's the sickness of society because we're following competition instead of cooperation. There's a lack of consideration because of impatience, because of these focus imbalance of dopamine over the favorable serotonin of peace. You got dopamine quick fix. This is the electronics age. And AI has no business in health and will only steer the ship down into the grave quicker because it'll authenticate, you know, it becomes the authorization, it becomes the authority of healing. And healing the heart first creates desire, and then desire you pool action and miracles and, of course, desire towards healing. You'll get to your destination quicker with and precisely. AI, I'm not sure what they're trying to do with AI, but it's no good, I can tell you that. This AI is just taking over. We have two worlds right now. One is 3D, one's 5D. And the 3D world is following AI and the machine world of convenience, your Pez dispenser healing, and out of a, you know, some, you know, vending machine, you know, with advice from a robot that is only as good as a programmer. So AI is you can see it starting to go that way, and then you got the audience that's going to follow it. It's predictable, based on my advice, you know, my ideas, what works. They won't do it. I think it's because of ego. It's the most frustrating thing. How do you explain it? How do you put a label or tag on it? And you know, labels and tag don't exist in the realms of infinite potential. Infinite potential is where we're headed. In the ascension for those in their hearts. You can't grasp God out in a book. That's mental. You can only grasp God in your heart. That's knowing. And so the people with their nose in a book trying to understand God will never get there because it's mental. It's in the wrong realm. It's not spiritual. Spiritual is heart, knowing, and it's infinite. And that's where peace is, and that's where grace is, and cooperation, and everything great is not in a book. It can't be contained in a book. So anyways, I tried to contain my ideas of healing in a book. They're quite simple. Run towards health. But I have yet to meet a doctor or a naturopath or a healer that truly understands health. They're kind of biohacking. They're throwing spaghetti at the wall, and they have no real plan. You know, they know what helps or works and might cheer people up or relieve pain, but that does it address the underlying cause of the pain or disease? And this is, you know, my specialty is underlying cause of disease. So I do coaching with people. I recommend solutions to those who are desperate and incurable. There isn't a disease I haven't found that I can't reverse, but I'm not reversing disease. It's only done by achieving health and then finding pinpoint ways to achieve it. And that is your nutrition. It needs to be assimilated to cells for repair, unobstructed by liver failure, heavy metal, and autoimmune. Autoimmune is the amplifier of all inflammation. The only true autoimmune is rheumatoid arthritis, and if I haven't seen six rheumatologists, it's closer to 12, and not one of them has a clue. And the first one I met who says you have rheumatoid arthritis, and I had the second worst in the country in 30 years that put me into a wheelchair, I said, there must be something in my body it doesn't like. And it turns out that was true. It was neurotoxins. It's gas. It's the gas off. And then you have people measuring for mold, and they're checking for spores, and that's irrelevant. Spores, the seeds of how mold grows is irrelevant to mold itself. So they're testing it wrong. And it was big circus me coming back to health because of the pathetic assumptions our fantastic scientists and doctors have. It's really the doctors. I I only learn from scientists. I hope on the next program to have a scientist on that makes a product that is transferring my need for food over to light. And so what happens is the fat disappears, muscle goes on without weightlifting, strength comes up, and arthritis and pain dissipates. Just being, you know, a tablespoon of barley twice a day makes the doctor go away. And it cut in, and it's not even about barley, it's about what it does. So we have a molecule right now that can reverse autism in 10 hours. And, you know, how many, you know, I have a kid just doing it mildly in Texas, and he's beginning to speak after a few bottles under the tongue. But when you get it, it's far more potent. You know, you can do it in 10 hours, 10 one-hour IV sessions and concentrations. So much out there that can be done right now today, and this, we have the ability to end suffering right now. And it's easier than you think, and disease is easier than you think. You know, God, people should listen to Gandhi. The truth is always easy, and medical system is always complex. The doctors, they have the authority of license, but they don't have the authority of truth. And so if they learn the truth, apply it to their license, those are the ones losing their license. So every doctor that helped me get out of a wheelchair lost their license. And every product that helped me recover out of a wheelchair from cause of every disease is being taken out by SWAT teams or in the process. Exactly. We have the cure for autoimmune. And so I'd like to thank Naomi for coming on, Naomi Taus for coming on, soulmedicinewoman.com. 760-399-2595, and then my website, healthdisclosure.com. You can get hold of me, ask me questions, do consultations about the status of your health if you have any concerns. They will be relevant answers to what your assumptions are given to you by your doctor. It happens every time. They're not pursuing help. They're running away from disease. So I'm going to run away from this show today, and we thank BBS Radio Texas. And that was
thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks. Make it a great day.
We'll see you in 2 weeks. Bring your questions, bring your diseases, bring your troubles, and we'll see if we can help you out. And till then, have a great day, guys. Bye for now.
I've been high.